And then look what he says in verse 13 of Isaiah chapter 58. He says, keep the Sabbath day holy. The Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday night. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, not Sunday, the first day of the week. Christians worship celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the first day of the week. It is not the Sabbath. God did something on the first day too. He created the world. On the first day of the week, he rose Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the kind of stuff that God does on first days. And then on the seventh day, God rested. And on the Sabbath, we may rest and draw near to God. And he says, Isaiah says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interest on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day. How about it? I like it. I like it. When I look at my garden and I think, yeah, but it's the Sabbath, I should just leave it. You know? But he took Adam and Eve, didn't he? And said, go and take care of a garden. Right? So what are we doing when we stop and turn away from our worldly pursuits, like you don't go to work on a Sabbath? And what are you taking care of at home? And what about your life before God as the thing that needs nurturing, the covenant of marriage that needs building up, the worship of the Lord, the study of His Scripture, the resting from all the worries and cares of the world that choke out the Word of God like weeds, Jesus tells us. How might we employ a Sabbath rest in obedience to what Scripture? Don't follow your own desires or talk idly, he says. Oh, man. Then, in verse 14, and that's the last verse in chapter 58 of Isaiah, then the Lord will be your delight. I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised your ancestor Jacob, he tells Israel. I, the Lord, have spoken. So when I stand here and I talk about this fast, and when God ties the fast to the Sabbath, you don't have a guy up at the front who's preaching a law that you need to keep, or you'll be breaking the law and God will have sad face with gray beard looking down from heaven going, why won't my children listen? Okay? If you don't do this, you're not making baby Jesus in heaven cry. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is this. God's saying it's real. It's a thing. If you take these things that are real things and you honor them, and when you do them for real. And if you come to me and you say, God, is this thing a thing? Because if this thing is a thing, I'll do the thing right. I bless you. My grace is abundant and my intentions towards you are good. And I put these things here to help you. This is how I will help you. That's what the Scripture says. God says, this is the kind of fasting I want. So if you're fasting during this season of Lent, now you know. It's very important. Fasting is spending time in the presence of God. Fasting is spending time doing the will of God where it's already known. Right? Jesus said, the Lord has anointed me and sent me to proclaim good news. That's what he's going to say when he comes away from being tested by the devil. Fasting is spending the time doing the will of God while seeking direction in unfamiliar circumstances. So fasting, God, like Esther, I might die tomorrow, but fasting, drawing near to God on the way, being faithful to God and seeking Him because I don't know which job offer I should take, Lord. I don't know if I should take that job that's going to take me out to Dubai, Lord. What should I do? Well, I'm praying and fasting. Yeah. Lord, there's this thing, it hasn't moved. It's still an obstacle. It's such a trouble. God, please help. I'm praying and fasting. Not so that when I don't eat, God will do what I want. But so that when I draw near to God, I can know His heart, I can know His direction. I can seek His face. I can see His hand on my life as He answers my prayer. Because I'm focused. Because He has my attention. Fasting in the Bible involves abstaining from food in the pursuit of discovering God's will. I don't think you find it another way. Fasting is always associated with prayer and wanting to hear from God. Fasting doesn't make God do our will, and fasting focuses our effort to seek God, or it demonstrates our lack of resolve. Oh, I fasted, it's too hard, that's over. You know, like I broke a diet. I mean, if you care and you care and you care and you're in there, you're in. So I think it speaks of some earnestness in seeking God. I don't think starving ourselves makes God do it. But Jesus said, you know, if you love all of this stuff more than you love me, that's not enough. That's not love. So it's really a challenging message on fasting this morning. And I think we should hold our feet to that fire, especially in a Lenten season, but specifically because it came up in this bit of scripture that we're reading through. And because Jesus has fasted, now we've talked about fasting and what Jesus in his day would have understood from the scripture about fasting. Because he had all of these scriptures to know and to walk by. And then in closing, I'll read a couple of other verses of scripture. Check this out. In Hosea chapter 6, God says, I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice. The knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. That's Hosea 6, chapter 6. In Psalm 40, chapter 6, it says this. The psalmist says to God, you take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you've made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. And then in Psalm 51, we read this from the psalmist. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. And so there's some enlightening references to scripture about fasting. So when we see that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, we see that God shows us when to fast. Like he showed Jesus when to fast. How much, how long, what it entails, the scripture informs us. But when? That's a Holy Spirit-led thing. Jesus says when you fast, not if. I believe that fasting should be a part of our lives, if we're able. You can check with a doctor to make sure. But for 40 days, being tempted by the devil, he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. Right? And when hunger shows up at the end of a fast, your fast is over. You have to stop it. You're beginning to starve, right? And then the temptation by Satan comes. And then when it's all over in verse 14 of chapter 4 of Luke, it says, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And so that's where we're headed. That's what's happening in the life of a person who fasts, in the life of a person who is filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit and fasting, faces challenges and knows the heart of God and is ministered to by God, and comes out the other side, alive still, and continues on into life, affected by the experience. That's the preaching of the Word of God this morning. Isaiah 55 would tell you, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. Let's pray. God, we want to know this teaching applied to our lives. We want to see how you will guide us to be people who seeks the face of the Lord and meets with him. Like Elijah or Moses, like our Savior Jesus Christ in the desert, we follow these examples and we want to be people who are set apart and holy. We pray for healing among our congregation this morning and wholeness. We pray for a resolution to challenges that we face. We are drawn near to you because in our heart, the earnestness of our response So yeah, I would like to do that, but is actually our response. Yes, we would like to draw near to you. You know we love you. God, we know that you love us. Please help us understand what part where we may draw nearer to you than we had before because of this. That you would give us strength to draw nearer to you than before. Whether we can make it to being without food or not, will you draw us near to you? And will you bless us? Will you prepare our hearts as we look toward this Easter season just on the horizon? And we love you, Lord, we do. And we would do something to prove it, but you know our hearts already. And so will you guide us about how we might express that in Jesus' name. Amen.